sewn together like a hand in your arm.
Lonely man when she's gone.
People, ain't no woman like the one I love.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King, and we have breaking news from New York, where the state has just disbarred former New York City Mayor and Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani for repeatedly making false statements about who won the 2020 election. More from CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The appeals court in Manhattan handed down its decision, saying Giuliani repeatedly made false statements about former President Trump's 2020 election loss. Giuliani, a former Trump legal advisor and former mayor of New York City, was disbarred effective immediately. His New York law license had already been suspended.
More fallout from yesterday's Supreme Court decision on presidential immunity. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says he's open to a two-week delay in Donald Trump's sentencing for his hush money cover-up conviction. Trump attorneys requested the delay. They're hoping the immunity ruling might overturn that conviction. Sentencing is still scheduled in 9 days. 5 days after his uneven debate, Democratic supporters are still asking pointed questions about President Biden's viability as a re-election candidate. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Former Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan has specifically said Kamala Harris should be the nominee. There have been questions raised from a few members of Congress with whom CBS News is speaking about whether the Biden team has responded properly to Thursday, whether the president should be doing more, should be doing interviews, should be doing news conferences, should be doing town halls.
CBS News has learned Biden will meet with Democratic governors tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Beryl's wind speed is down by 5 miles per hour to 160. Not that anyone could ever feel the difference. The Category 5 storm is headed toward Jamaica. CBS's Tom Hansen is there.
Now it's Jamaica on high alert. Hurricane force impacts are expected here Wednesday.
I have seen a lot of hurricanes, but I am not too worried about this yet. But I think when it's closer, we will have a better idea.
One tourist from Illinois said he's enjoying time on the beach, but also ready to prepare if Hurricane Beryl strikes.
We're here. There's nothing we can really do. We're just going to batten down and ride it out.
AAA says some 6 million people will have flown by the time the 4th of July travel period ends Sunday. The Auto Club's Janet Tidwell has a little advice for them.
People really need to pay attention to the weather, ultimately to their destination and from where, whatever city their airplane may be coming from.
More U.S. aid is headed to Ukraine. Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, in a Pentagon meeting with his Ukrainian counterpart, said another $2.3 billion military package will be formally announced soon. He said that will include anti-tank weapons and munitions for Patriots and other air defense systems.
The Dow is down 45. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Beach conditions are hazardous today on Lake Michigan. A statement warns of dangerous waves and currents in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. Kenosha County Board Supervisor Brian Thomas has resigned from his 5th District seat. Applications to fill the vacancy are being accepted until July 22nd. Racine is opening a new waste drop-off center on 21st Street. The Pearl Street facility will now only handle yard waste with limited operating days. Funeral arrangements for Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave are pending. Governor Evers has ordered flags to be flown at half staff in his honor. Sturtevant and Paddock Lake will have their fireworks display tomorrow night. Most other communities will fire theirs off Thursday night. And Racine's 88th annual 4th of July parade is set for Thursday morning. The event features over 100 entries and a military flyover. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Brewers bow to the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Colorado Rockies have the worst record in the National League, but last night they beat the Brewers 8-7 in 10 innings. Things got weird in the fifth. Game tied 3-3. Joey Ortiz lays down a bunt and is safe at first, but called out for running outside the base path on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Bunt attempt by Ortiz. Tough play. Gomber missed him. They're going to say that Joey Ortiz is out of the running lane, and he's going to be out. And now Pat Murphy is going to come and argue this play.
Pat Murphy on getting ejected, even though the replay showed it was a bad call at first.
The first base umpire said that he went more than 3 feet away from the player. In my judgment, I felt like he didn't go more than 3 feet away. If there's any uncertainty, go ahead and ask home plate umpire. He took offense to that.
After a tough loss to the Rockies, what's next? Joey Ortiz.
Go win some ball games. There's not much to it.
That's Brewers third baseman Joey Ortiz with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Dark, damp, and dreary today with scattered showers and thunderstorm chances ramping up as we head into this evening, with the potential for some heavy downpours and localized flash flooding. Thankfully, tomorrow, no rain in the forecast. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Beatles on WRJM with local news and timeless hits. This band been around since 1968. Steppe and Wolf did their last show in 2018, but if you see the name John Kay, yeah, check him out. He's still touring. Here's Magic Carpet Ride.
I like to dream. Yeah. To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Down in the boondocks, down in the boondocks, people will be down at that side of town I was born in.
Timeless hits right here, WRJN. You know, the Doobies are still touring pretty much almost the same lineup as they did years gone by. Closest they're going to be to us is Tinley Park, Illinois, and that's going to be August 25th. Here they are. Listen to the music.
Smile. It ain't so hard to do if you know how. You gotta get a message.
will be opening for the Doobies at Tinley Park, which is going to be really cool. I mean, I'm just looking at that and going, wow. WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and the big deals. In fact, a day like today would be awesome to have a couple of those big deal gift certificates, and you can go over to the Lanes on 20, take the kids, get them out of the house. They're driving you crazy. And go bowling with them. Right now, they've got $20 gift certificates that you only have to spend $14 on. $14, you get $20, and there's no limit on how many coupons you can buy. So you can take all the neighbors' kids, too, or maybe not. And just go to our Big Deals tab on WRJN.com.
Hey, everybody. Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah.
You spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Hopefully I'm playing one or two of your favorite songs. Actually, I hope every single song I play is your favorite. This one's one of mine. It's Canned Heat going up the country. Ready to roll.
I'm going up the country, baby, don't you want to go? I'm going up the country, baby, don't you want to go? I'm going to some place where I've never been before. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. We can jump in the water, stay drunk all the time.
rescue me.
You spoke, we listen. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And before we join the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, just a mention, there is a high swim risk for especially later today and into tomorrow. And honestly, it can happen right here in Lake Michigan. It can be dangerous at times, and it certainly was yesterday, where somebody got pulled into a riptide at Simmons Island Beach in Kenosha. If you want to read the rest of it, we've got it on our WRJN.com news site. You just go to the front of the page and then scroll down, and the news and the story is on there. So just be aware of it. Right now, I can't imagine anybody swimming. If you are, you're a better person than me. I mean, the only big, large body of water I go near is a bathtub.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A plea hearing is set for the 18th for the mother of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu. Katrina Bauer and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, are facing child neglect charges unrelated to Elijah's disappearance in February. Vang is due back in court in September. The Republican National Convention starts in less than 2 weeks. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for 15,000 delegates and other guests. Allison Prangy leads the host committee. She spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front.
We want to wow them. I think a lot of people coming to this convention have never been maybe to Wisconsin, maybe the Midwest. They don't really know that much about our state.
But not everybody's busy. The Pabst Theater Group tells the Recombobulation Area website that most of its venues have no events booked for the RNC. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Funeral arrangements for Jonathan Delagrave have not yet been announced. Governor Tony Evers has ordered flags to be flown at half staff in honor of the Racine County executive who passed away from an apparent heart attack while jogging early Friday morning. Delagrave was serving his third term as county executive. Getting in the Great Lake today isn't recommended. A beach hazard statement has been issued for Lake Michigan shorelines in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties, with dangerous conditions expected to persist through tonight. It's advised to stay out of the water and away from piers and breakwalls. Officials say waves of 2 to 5 feet and strong onshore winds could create life-threatening conditions for swimmers. Downtown Racine is gearing up for the 88th annual 4th of July parade Thursday. This year, celebrating American treasures. The parade starts at 9 after a pre-parade procession featuring emergency vehicles and classic cars. The actual parade will showcase over 100 entries. Those along the route can expect a military flyover during the event, and those unable to attend in person can watch the live broadcast on Channel 24 or the My 24 website. Most road construction will pause for the holiday weekend. However, several big projects in southeastern Wisconsin may still impact travel plans. There will be intermittent closures along 43 in Milwaukee and Ozaukee counties, lane reductions on 894 in Milwaukee County, and full closures of sections of highways 20, 12, 36, and 11 in Walworth and Racine counties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Dark, damp, and dreary today with scattered showers and thunderstorm chances ramping up as we head into this evening, with the potential for some heavy downpours and localized flash flooding. Thankfully, tomorrow, no rain in the forecast. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
I'll always be around.
WRJM with local news and timeless hits. A hitch a ride to the end of the highway where the neons turn to woods. Who knew CCR was such a fan of traveling up north? Here's Up Around the Bend, WRJM.
Bring a song and a smile for the banjo. Better get one. tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine.
This is WRJN America with Sister Golden Hair. You know, they're still touring. I mean, they got great voices anyway. So still touring. Going to be near here a couple weeks from now in Chicago, July 9th. And they're going to be at the Chicago Theater.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Everyone's calendar is marked for the 4th of July, and once again, WRJN is proud to help Racine celebrate the 4th. The 88th Annual Parade steps off at 9 a.m. at Main and Gould Streets and runs over 2.5 miles through downtown. Then, stake out your favorite lakefront North Beach spot for the spectacular fireworks display at dusk Thursday night. The fireworks are sponsored by the City of Racine and Festival Foods. It's timeless fun on the 4th, and we're proud to be part of it on WRJN.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
W-R-J-N.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings. I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. The white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
of the Monkees singing lead on Daydream Believer on WRJN with timeless hits and local news. That's right. Stuart J. Waddles with local news and Mike Clemens with sports coming up just under 10 right here on WRJN. Here's the Grassroots.
A matter of time before you make up your mind.
timeless hits. WRJN.
Wind soft as a sweet dream, my love.